Today I want to continue talking about some of the things that have a very clear effect on the Christian group of believers as we dwell in this world of ours today. I'd like to read from Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 19 first. Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. Now, friend, there are many who profess to be saved, but live in a fluctuating life of defeat. Many have lost their first love and drift in and out of the vicarious life and the victorious things that they used to enjoy. A backslider, I'll give a definition for it as I think, a backslider is a saved person who slips into some sin or fails to walk close to God. There are some very serious results, and I want to talk to you today about what it will cost you. It will cost you your peace. For instance, John 14:27, my peace I give unto you. Jeremiah 2:19 gives clear warning that backsliding is evil and bitter, and many believers live miserable, compromising lives of unhappy defeat. It could cost you your home. You may have only to read Genesis 13 to see Lot lose his family. He looked and moved near, moved into and lost his wife because he chose to stray into worldly Sodom. Backsliding may cost you your life. If you depart from God's path and God's direction into a dishonoring Christ level, he warns, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. 1 Corinthians 11:30. If your sin brings disgrace upon Christ, you may lose your life. Read 1 Corinthians 5:5 and see how God deals with immorality in the flock of God. You will lose your place of service. Many a pastor, Christian leader, and believer have lost their credibility and place of service because of sin. Many of them are in the charismatic crowd today that was so popular for a while. The Word of God makes it very clear in 1 Corinthians 9:27 that Paul was constantly striving to stay acceptable to God as a servant. And it could cost you your church. Your neglect and refusal to stay true will cause you to drop out slowly or go with a snarl from some office or business meeting. And anger and criticism, wounded feelings, and stubborn rebellion will take you away from the church fellowship you need. And you can lose your reward. 2 John 8 admonishes you to look to yourselves that you lose not those things which you have wrought, but that will receive a full reward. And so, my friend, wasted actions and foolish sinning will bring many tears of shame at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, I want to make it very clear after saying all of these things and take a little more time to advance upon them. And the previous thoughts make it clear that backsliding does not pay, and it has some very serious results, and it is something that every Christian should diligently try to stay away from. You don't want to be a backslider. You don't want to drift back from that life that was once close to God. You don't want to go that way and do those things. And so I want to give you some things to help you on it, and I want to show you the things that cause backsliding. For instance, number one, most everything in life is affected by careless indifference to those things which strengthen and cause growth. Neglect causes our teeth to decay, our health to fail, our autos to break down, and the quality of our life to slip away. I see daily in the lives of many believers four neglects that are fatal. First, the neglect of prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 commands us to pray without ceasing. With great discipline, you must set aside times and places that you will meet God in prayer if you're going to avoid backsliding. One cannot walk close to God without taking time to get close in communion through prayer day by day. The second area, the neglect in reading your Bible. In 2 Timothy 2:15, we read, we're to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Again, you need a time and a place to get alone with God and read of his will and direction for you. The Bible is your light and your food and your roadmap and your guide and your great source of encouragement. A third area is the neglect of witness. If your tongue no longer praises Christ and you seek no longer to win others to him, then you will become unusable and soon set aside on the sidelines of your Christian experience. All of God's creation is to praise him. John 15:16 says, we have been chosen to go and bring forth fruit. Couldn't be clearer than that, could we? We have been chosen, God says, and that's a wonderful truth. But why? To go and bring forth fruit. And so you cannot fail to speak to him of others, to others, and the grace and the mercy and the joy of salvation. You cannot fail to speak of the one you loved without backsliding. And then there's the neglect of service. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, we are urged to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So if you slack up in your church attendance and service for the Lord, you are guaranteed to drift into backsliding. Another great cause of backsliding is entanglement. And I see four things here that pose great threat to believers as Satan uses his trickery upon them. Daily he seeks to engulf the child of God in the world's atmosphere. Wherever you walk, the beat and the sound of evil music nowadays assault your ears. The lyrics of filthy suggestion, like waves from much of your television viewing, beat upon the wall of your Christian convictions. Evil programming swears in your face and portrays the vilest evil as if it were normal. The slop operas and evening programming are anti-Christian, sprinkled with crime, murder, and sex, and scenes of evil. Colossians 3:2 says, let your affection be above and not on the things on the earth. Another tool of entanglement is questionable pleasures. We read in 2 Timothy 2:4, no man that cares entangleth himself in the affairs of this life. A teen girl said to me, I don't see anything wrong with soft rock. That which completely feeds the flesh will do so, and it does, even though more softly. Contemptible contemporary music is written and sung like the world and appeals to worldly believers. Christian rock will never lift, but rather pull you down in the flesh-pleasing imitation of the world's style. The dance is no place for a believer. I've always said through all the years of preaching, a dancing foot and a praying knee don't belong on the same leg. Present-day movies are still all trash. You better stop to think before you cuddle up to the things that will pull you down. And then there's always, in this backslidden plague, the further danger of the wrong crowd. In Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 20, we find talking about the fact we should walk in the way of good men. I often have said you can't run with a skunk and smell like a rose. Every friend you have will either lift you up or pull you down. Your close friends must be carefully chosen, for peer pressure is a powerful tool of injury to many believers. Further, many Christians are devastated by many things. Yes, just things. They don't have to be evil things, but things that push to the first place in your life, your house, your boat, your car, your sports, money, and even work. The list goes on endlessly. You have become entangled when things make you so busy you don't have time to worship the Lord and serve him and go to church. Most believers are far too busy with things that one moment after death or the rapture you will see was nothing but dust. And I cannot bring to a pause in this moment, and I'll soon be coming to a close, without giving you some results of backsliding. What happens when a Christian backslides? Now, we know your salvation is secure in Christ. We do know you'll stand one day in the judgment and be very ashamed and lose much reward because of backslidden days. But there are some things that backsliding results in right now in this day and age as we seek to live in this life. The writer of Hebrews warned, "Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." Hebrews 12:6. If you drift away from the life God intends for you to live, he will bring into your life those things that will bring you back to him. Accidents, sickness, job loss, family heartbreak. Often these are the results of sin, and often God uses them as the rod to get you back on the straight and narrow. Another result, backsliding will bring remorse. Your first love will be gone, and any kind of spiritual living will be tedious and boring. In Jeremiah 2:19, backsliding is called an evil thing and bitter. Often a backslider will pretend to be happy but is living a lie. Backsliding will further bring you sin's reaping. Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, shall he also reap. Continued smoking after accepting Christ will still seed the cancer that will kill you. The Christian girls can still get pregnant with their unwise actions. Parents drinking can set a pace for the drunken debauchery their own kids may inherit. And the divorce of believers is no less shattering to their own children. Sin is sin. And he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Galatians 6:8. Lastly, there is future judgment. For it means all appear, the Bible says. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5:10. The day will come when all who have lived will face a holy God. We are saved by faith, but will be rewarded on the basis of our works. The tragic results of backsliding will show up at the judgment. Some will receive great rewards and others will all suffer terrible loss. We will all see how we measured up to God's plan and will for our lives. The key to great reward will be faithfulness and obedience to his will through our lifetime. Wasted days and years will show us holes in the fabric of our accomplishments. Many will wish that they'd not made the wrong turn, listened to the wrong voice, and missed God's best for them. Well, friend, here's what you ought to do about it if you've been backsliding. First of all, confess. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Make that confession as wide as necessary. If the transgression was just between you and God, then no one else needs to know. But whatever you do, cry out for his forgiveness. If it involved others, then also confess to them and seek to make things right. And if the wrong spread to many and was open knowledge, then stand before your church and beg forgiveness. Having done this, then you're ready to forsake whatever it is or was that pulled you away and put the good things out of your life. Rock and roll must be removed along with movies and most of television and books and alcohol and cigarettes and whatever dragged you down. You may even have to dump a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a certain crowd if they were the cause of you slipping away from God. Identify the termites that chewed at your relationship with God and put them out of your sight and grasp. Come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And then, friend, you'll be ready to come back and stay close to God and be on guard and walk as you should. Keep up a constant vigilance, doing everything you can to stay close to God. Watch your step in every area that could possibly lead you again into the valley of defeat. Not all the dead have been laid to rest in cemeteries. If all those who sleep in church Sunday morning were laid end to end, I often say, I think they would be more comfortable. Well, that's all the time I have. God bless you, and help you to keep walking and stay away from these things that cause you to drift from God. Bye-bye for now.